But the story, like I said, was here in New York with Derrick Rose, who was in my lineup at times yesterday, not showing up to work.
Was he 5,800 on DraftKings yesterday, I think?
I don't play DraftKings. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
right, Tony?
Yeah.
He was he was the fourth-ranked point guard yesterday behind Westbrook, Jrue Holiday, and Ricky Rubio, I believe. Maybe, yeah. Maybe
three-game slate, yeah.
So people had their 25%.
I think it was Jrue Holiday, actually.
Yeah.
Was ahead of him.
Yeah, so yeah. I said he was third or fourth. I wasn't sure if Rubio's ahead of him or not.
Yeah.
Right. So 25% of my pool had Derrick Rose last night. And lineup's locked, we find out
31%.
31%, yeah, right, Tony, and DraftKings.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, DraftKings, yeah.
There you go. So you find out Jimmy Butler's in. That was the big question mark. All of a sudden, I turn on the Knicks game, 7:30. I'm sitting eating dinner, going to watch the Knicks. And Brandon Jennings starts. Yep. And you find out, all right, Derrick Rose out for personal reasons. Okay, you read a little bit more on Twitter. No one has any idea where Derrick Rose is. Throughout the game, where's Derrick Rose? No one has any clue. After the game, Jeff Hornacek interviewed. He's got no freaking clue. Of course, Phil Jackson is a freaking joke.
Nobody don't know where Phil Jackson
is.
He was there.
He's at the game. He refused to speak. He made Jeff Hornacek do it.
I don't think I despise anybody more in sports than I do Phil Jackson. Mm-hmm. But that's not about him. Go ahead.
Then, finally, after the Hornacek interview, they reach the Joakim Noah. And Joakim Noah says, yeah, he texted, he's okay.
Yeah.
And Derrick Rose, it comes out this morning, Chris Mannix, SI tweets, Derrick Rose has texted some other friends that he's okay, but the rumor is he's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in a shot.
But didn't tell anybody. And Mannix, I believe, wrote a fantastic article this morning, or late last night, and he basically said, listen, if a player's out for personal reasons, right, if he had texted Jeff Hornacek for personal reasons, whatever, the media doesn't really investigate that, because it's like, you know what? It's your own shit.
Yep.
Like,
it's your business.
It's your business. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. It's like Chris Ivory, right? He was out in the hospital for weeks, personal issues.
It was like, let it go.
We never found out.
It's his personal thing. He doesn't want us to know. Fine.
The liberal media backs off.
They did. So, with Derrick Rose now, no showing, not telling anybody.
Yeah.
No one's backing off.
The liberal media wants to know.
Now, it would be one thing if he said he was out for personal reasons, no big deal. He's in Chicago on a personal matter. No one would have said a word. Because
he's
got a
young son, young family.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
One says anything.
Yeah, that's it. It's all good.
Correct. But he doesn't tell Hornacek. He doesn't tell his teammates. He just doesn't show up. And the Knicks get lambasted and embarrassed at the Garden last night.
Yeah, and it seemed to affect the team during the game, too. It's like Carmelo Anthony got ejected and Kyle Quinn with a hard foul on Anthony Davis. But, you know, Tony was talking about this morning on the 6:30 a.m. show. It's like, the daily fantasy community like went ballistic, especially on Facebook, because this thing was announced 10 minutes before tip off. It's one thing, like, you know, we talked about for years about, you know, needing to know. And I remember this, like, being in a Knick game on Press Row with Corey, like, a few years ago before, like, required daily road. He's like, man, I just wish we knew more about, like, before tip off. And then, yeah, you got lineup alerts in your inbox from Daily Roto and everything. But there's no way for accounting this. This happened 10 minutes before tip-off, and the daily fantasy community went crazy, Tony.
So, basically, I went back and I reviewed everything. The earliest this came out was at 7:35.
7:35, yeah.
Jeff Hornacek, Jeff Hornacek submitted his starting lineup, 90 minutes prior to that game.
And Rose was in the lineup.
Why didn't anyone report that Derrick Rose actually wasn't there?
Jeff Hornacek never said anything in his
Twitter,
pregame press conference.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Twitter and everything that's going on, I couldn't believe no one reported that Derrick Rose wasn't even there.
It makes no sense. Like, basically, Hornacek put him in the starting lineup. Like, oh, what? If he just showed up a minute before the game started? Yeah, go start.
Yeah.
Like, that's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, and it tells you that based on that happening, this isn't the first time it's happened. That's what it told me.
Right.
Is that Derrick Rose or other players are coming to this team
and
showing up whenever they want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Half hour for the game. And Jeff Hornacek has no control, right? Like, the guy that he beat out for the head coaching job in New York sits next to him. Phil Jackson made this guy the defensive coordinator. The defense in the Knicks sucks. Melo's miserable. His team is miserable to watch. And Phil Jackson leaves and puts his stupid coach.
And the other thing with Melo, too, with the shoulder, You know, inside injuries, if you go to rotoexperts.com right now, they have a fantasy breakdown of Melo's injury, and they're saying Melo be better off sitting for a few games.
Yeah, but like Melo's like, what am I going to sit for? Like, he played great last night. Yeah. I mean, he was playing really, really well to get ejected.
Here's the deal with Derrick Rose.
Okay. Is this from a source?
No, I don't have a source on this, but this is just me. I've been watching Derrick Rose since Derrick Rose was in high school. Derrick Rose has always struck me as the kind of guy that doesn't like spotlight, doesn't like celebrity. He always struck me as the kind of player that would retire early. Of course, injuries have hampered him. I think he went AWOL. I think he went home. Right. Obviously, a situation with him and Hornacek are not getting along. Right. But I don't think that's enough to make him leave the team.
I don't think so. He's not Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, because
they said saying it had to do with him being like sat in the fourth quarter of the previous game.
Right. Well, not the previous game. 2 games ago, right? When Ron Baker played 12 five. Minutes.
Yeah. And won. The game over the weekend. Yeah.
Friday night game.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to me.
Not the Saturday, yeah.
To me, Derrick Rose played the next night, right? So that's not the issue.
Derrick Rose is weird, dude. Now, I don't want to say he's a weird
sounds
dude.
Sounds to me, though, he goes home, though. It might be something personal.
It could be, right, but it could have been. It could have been something with his family and son. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you
tell
say something?
Tell
the team. Why don't you say something? Hey, my son's sick. I got to go home.
You know why?
He would do that, I think.
This is a move. I say this. I know a lot of people. I think Derrick Rose might suffer from depression.
I think so, too.
I'm not trying to speculate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know I've had people who had, like, you know, depression runs in my family.
Okay.
And Derrick Rose has always struck me as that guy. You know, from the time where...
You see similar traits.
Like, and something like this
signs.
Is... As soon as I heard this last night, I was like... It was the first thing that came to my mind was, this dude is depressed.
Right.
And I don't think he plays basketball much longer. I don't think... Hopefully money isn't an issue for him.
Could be.
But I think Derrick Rose just wants to go back to Chicago and chill. Yeah. I think he's tired of the injuries.
Homesick.
He's tired of the injuries. He probably wants to be around his family.
Sure.
He doesn't want the spotlight, the celebrity anymore. Hopefully he has enough money to where he can just live his lifestyle in peace. Because I think Derrick Rose is troubled.
I don't disagree.
The problem with this is his contract is insane.
Yeah,
right?
That's
like,
the problem.
So you can't even make like the Rajon Rondo for Derrick Rose swap and both teams get rid of their problems. Like, that's not even feasible because of the contract.
Well, Derrick Rose is it. This is his last year under contract.
Yeah, he's got a one-year deal.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, for the rest of the year, right?
You could
send Rose back to Chicago,
right.
his hometown. Let him get out there. And Rondo, a guy who's out of grace there. And just for 1 year, get rid of... I mean, Rondo's only got one more year, which is not guaranteed. So
he'd
basically be a $21 million player for a $14 million player. That $7 million is probably too much.
You're probably right about that.
You know what's interesting in the short term, though? It's like you talk about, you know, Corey made some interesting points about maybe him being unhappy in New York when, you know, most Knicks fans are depressed anyway. So I guess, you know, they can commiserate with Derek.
So, but, you know, to be fair, it's not really something to joke about. Depression's a real thing.
The thing about Derrick Rose is like Brandon Jennings, you know, has come out and said, you know, he's ecstatic to be in New York. You know, this is where he always wanted to play, and he stepped up and he scored 20 points. You know, he scored a 32 point game a few weeks ago. Forever, how long he's out. Brandon Jennings kind of changed his game when he came to New York, you know, with the assists and whatever. But we've seen him be a scorer forever. How long he's out, you know, Brandon Jennings becomes. Definitely way more viable in fantasy.
I like that he just turned depression into Brandon Jennings' fantasy value. That was remarkable.
I think he's probably a better fit for the team too. Jennings.
I don't know.
Rose is unhappy. Jennings is the opposite
because Rose is unhappy. You know what I'm saying?
Again, depression not something to really joke about because it's a real thing. We don't know that he's depressed.
Yeah,
we don't know that. But. Brandon,
something's wrong here.
Something's obviously wrong here. That's a serious thing. And if he is depressed, that's a serious thing. But Brandon Jennings, personality-wise, we'll say, whether you know Rose is having personal issues or not, personality-wise, I'll say that Jennings is a better fit from New York because he wanted to be here forever.
Yeah.
Like he accepted a one-year deal to be the backup point guard because he wanted to play in New York. Has he been amazing? No. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But this team...
But he can take advantage of an opportunity.
No question about that. And you want to talk about Brandon Jennings' his fantasy value. Skyrocket. No question.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. But this Knicks team needs help, and they are in big trouble. And Phil Jackson needs to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Phil Jackson needs to go. Derrick Rose, probably not a good fit. Don't see him coming back after next year after these shenanigans right here. I'm interested to see... I mean, does he rejoin the team?
I don't know.
Porzingis only had 9 last
You know Jeff Hornacek. You know Jeff Hornacek once nothing. You know Jeff Hornacek had one match.
I saw the press conference with Hornacek last night. He had a look on the face like God,
please
why
fire me?
He had that look in the third quarter because that game was over by the third quarter. Just like they had no answer for
here. Rock
Davis.
And Riley's in New York. They have the NBA Network on for some reason in the mornings. So in our seats, Corey, like we can see it right pretty
you
easily.
See Chicago Bulls,
right? So they've been playing the same like show on repeat for all morning.
And yeah, NBA showing, game time, yeah.
They're showing Hornacek's press conference over and over, and he literally starts laughing. Like,
I don't know. I had to do this. They hired me. I had to come out here. And it's interesting to see if Rose reports back to the
and
team.
And if it's just like, you know, kumbaya after that.
Yeah, and then after that, what's it like? You know what I'm saying? You kind of stepped out on your teammates. You know, you went AWOL, which is not a good look.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't even want to go that far with this situation because based on the Knicks management,
right?
Who's to say that Derrick Rose doesn't have a legitimate problem with a kid, a mother,
absolutely,
one of the kids,
absolutely,
they had to deal with, and he told the team and they bungled it, like, and they said no, you couldn't go, and he went anyways.
That's
if that was the case,
that could happen. Yeah,
but then I think
because he went back home,
but they would have admitted that.
They would have said that.
They
told us.
Oh, yeah,
any other team, I could agree. But they've bungled. What if they didn't give him permission? And he said, you know what? I'm going anyway.
But I think
then Rose would have said it.
They would have. It would have came out that, listen, he left. He was not allowed to leave, but he went back to Chicago. We would have known where he was.
Yeah.
You had the players on the team.
Nobody
told
knew where
saying,
he was.
We had no
he
idea
was
where he is.
Like the headline I saw was Derrick Rose missing.
Brandon Jennings said after the game, I was thinking about it all game. I didn't know if he was okay or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Noah seemed to know.
Only
well,
after
Noah's
the game.
Boy, though.
Yeah, they're very,
that's
close.
That's his boy right there. That's
his BFF. That's what I'm saying. So people knew.
One guy knew. One guy.
Yeah.
According to what I read.
Well, one guy spoke up.
That's true. According to what I said, the organization had no idea. Like, according to what
Brandon
I
Brandon Jennings is the guy that's taken Derrick Rose's job.
Absolutely.
Derrick might not be communicating with him.
For sure. What I did read is that the organization had said that they were looking on Twitter to find out where he was. They called him at his house, nothing, and that they were just looking on Twitter for stuff, which is probably
who bad. Makes that phone call for the Knicks? Like, when you don't show up and it's 7:15 and you're trying to figure out, like, who's calling your cell phone?
You want my honest answer?
Probably the ball boy.
Isaiah Thomas, probably.
They sent somebody to his apartment.
Probably Isaiah Thomas.
I almost fell out the damn chair when you said that.
Did you
that.
Believe that? Because
it could possibly be true.
Exactly.
I think it could very well be Isaiah Thomas. Mm-hmm. God help the Knicks.
You know, it's funny you say that.
They can't break up with Isaiah Thomas.
No. I heard a really good story.